Verizon, the telephone company and internet service provider, has entered the debate over the future of music and movies on the internet. It has announced that it supports government intervention to make music and movies available online for a flat fee. But as NPR's Rick Carr reports, the music industry is against the proposal.
Right now, internet users can get music in two ways. They can pay for subscriptions to one of the services that has the blessing of record companies, or they can get music for free from the descendants of Napster. The former have thousands of subscribers, the latter, millions of users. Kerry Sherman is president of the major labels trade group, the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA.
Why would anybody pay for music from a subscription service when they can get it for free from Kazaa or Music City or any of the other peer-to-peer systems?
The record companies have been in court for the last couple of years trying to shut down those free music services. But Sarah Deutsch, vice president of Verizon, says that approach has failed. She says music fans can't get what they want from the paid services, so they're downloading millions of songs a month without paying a penny.
Our view is that the genie is out of the bottle, and it's going to be very hard to shut down all the file sharing and other infringing uses that are taking place today.
Instead of trying to control that, Deutsch says, Verizon proposes to capitalize on it. The company is calling for a blanket fee on internet use that either internet service providers or internet users would pay. The fee would go to musicians, record companies, and film and TV producers. In exchange, internet users would get to do pretty much whatever they want with music and movies. That arrangement is known as a compulsory license. Congress and the courts tend to impose those licenses whenever new technology threatens old ways of paying copyright holders. Jim Griffin is the head of a Los Angeles internet music consulting firm called Cherry Lane Digital.
What we do in society when we have things that we need to do that will have unintended consequences that we cannot control is we socialize the risk, for want of a better word. We create a pool of money and we have a fair way of divvying it up that has more than rewarded those who created.
For example, Griffin says when radio came along in the 1920s, it nearly ruined the record industry because it gave listeners free music. To protect the income of songwriters, the government imposed a compulsory license that allows radio stations to play whatever music they want as long as they pay a blanket royalty fee to songwriters. Griffin says compulsory licenses are a bit like car insurance. They let everyone benefit from the technology for a reasonable fee while making sure that those who are hurt by the technology get some compensation. Verizon's Sarah Deutsch says that arrangement would make an entirely new kind of service available to online consumers.
All you can eat access to content where they could download and stream video and music for a fixed price.
The RIAA's Kerry Sherman says the Verizon proposal is crazy.
Compulsory licensing basically means substituting government regulation for the marketplace, and I can't think of anything worse for the internet than government regulation.
While record labels oppose government intervention in their industry, they support regulation of consumer electronics manufacturers and internet service providers. South Carolina Democrat Senator Fritz Hollings has introduced a bill supported by the industry that would require copy protection in everything from portable CD players to desktop computers to the network servers that shift trillions of bytes of data every day. The bill's supporters say that would shut down the peer-to-peer file trading networks. The RIAA's Kerry Sherman contends that Verizon supports a compulsory license because it stands to earn more money if people use the internet more. But Jim Griffin of Cherry Lane Digital thinks it's inevitable that some kind of compulsory license will be granted. Giving people access to the full range of music and movies online, he says, is too important to be left to the vagaries of the free market.
These are not matters of private negotiation. These are public policy matters. And while we would sometimes be persuaded by the pleas from the industry that, please, keep your hands off, we should get to decide, historically it's incorrect. And it's inappropriate for a circumstance that really calls for a public policy solution.
Verizon's Sarah Deutsch says her firm will try to persuade other internet and consumer electronics companies to sign on to the idea in principle, with the ultimate goal of persuading someone on Capitol Hill to introduce a compulsory license bill. Rick Carr, NPR News.